Hey, everybody. Really great show. We discuss the Moonbirds' current state of affairs after the Future Proof event. We talk about Moonbirds' oddities and how they were one of the best trades over the past month, a very obvious one in hindsight. We also talk about the new CloneX drop featuring Murakami digital sneakers and whether they're actually redeemable for physical or not. Overall, great episode. Nick also gives us a little bit of a lesson on the bot situation on social media platforms like Twitter that the NFT space runs on at the end. It's definitely a little bit different than our normal content, but interesting nonetheless. As usual, all of our content is sponsored by FTX. You can sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code TheNifty on your FTX mobile app.
Two.
And we're live. Welcome to the NFT show. We're discussing, today's a pretty big day. We're discussing a subject matter which is of immense importance, vast like the ocean. Big, as some like to say, or as a former president would have said, bigly. It's enormous, gigantic, massive, tremendous, considerable. The thing that you're going to want to think as part of this episode is make sure that your kids are not in the room. A lot of people make that mistake. But this episode is going to be of one of the most significant, gargantuan and colossal, dare I say prodigious, episodes that we're going to be doing here. Okay? I've never seen something so humongous in my life as the NFTs that we'll be discussing on this episode and the news that's going on in the space. So let's dive into this monstrous and stupendous and monumental episode while we discuss
Big things.
Yeah. I'm very excited to touch on this enormous NFT from Vitalik as our first subject that we're going to be discussing.
Mr. Magoo said it sounds like a rug. Little does he know, this is very much so the opposite. In fact, I don't think anybody in the NFT space has delivered on something quite like this.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, it's been one of the biggest things that we've ever seen in the NFT space. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for paying attention. This is the NFT show. And we're going to be discussing Vitalik's incredible photograph that he took with a friend of his. Just a just a random friend that he met at an event. They were just having a good old time. And, there was nothing more. Oh, we're putting it on the screen. So there it is. That's not the girl that he was with. We're using the photo of
Dr. Parik Patel.
Dr. Parik Patel. But if you freeze frame that shot, it was the subject of the town for a good 24 plus hours while people were just discussing the impact that schlong was going to have on the market. It was actually shocking. Now, ETH has been pumping a little bit here. And I don't know if these two things correlate, but if we go back, to only 2 days ago, the price was lower, and now it looks like it's gone up. And there hasn't been any significant news since then. And in fact, this has been in the face of the broader market decreasing. So when you add those things together, like what conclusion can we come up with? I don't know what driving force there would be, like any like significant gravitational energy force that was generated and pulling the market upwards, forcing and thrusting it in to the heavens, other than Vitalik Schlung.
The pump. You got to respect the pump. Nick, I'll let you drive the, because I don't want to I don't want to change the subject if you're not ready to yet.
No, I'm just trying to think. Neither of the other people on the show seem to want to discuss. Look, if you're uncomfortable, we grew up with starting as boys, as children, we were born with you know, and a member between our legs, you know, that was always the situation, that was always present. And ever since puberty, you know, there's been the potential of this sort of thing materializing at a spontaneous moment, especially when you're younger. You know, I think about that. Now, Vitalik's an older gentleman at this point, so it is a little surprising that he's at a conference and there he is, just, you know, is borderline unprofessional. I'd feel uncomfortable taking that photo. I don't know about you. Like, last time that you got stuck with, oh, accidental, you know,
yeah,
presence in your pants. I don't know that I've, like, you know, been like, hey, let me take a picture with you, Johnny. Let me take a picture with you, Mary.
Guys, you know, a lot of guys, you know, learn how to manage that in public situations and don't really, you know, run into these kinds of situations. But what I will say is that, you know, I think sometimes with very, very smart people, you know, your brain can be doing one thing and your body could just be doing another because you're not keeping tabs on your body, right? So he's probably up there thinking about ZK snarks and, you know, optimism roll-ups and... You know what I mean? His head, he's solving, you know,
two heads are completely independent. You're saying
he had no clue what was going on. He unrelated. Was thinking you got to look at it as two separate individuals. You know, that's how I look at it. So I don't blame,
oops, accidentally got a picture of it. Whoopsie. Accidentally ended up with it. Just hanging out there, just didn't even notice. You know, I was focusing on ZK snarks.
It's a deep problem. A lot of people are trying to solve it, including Vitalik.
Yeah, well, I've run into that issue, you know, numerous times, but didn't involve a photograph, you know, and that's the thing which I think it happens to the best of us. The one thing I will say, just to wrap this up, is I think really what the story about here was how shockingly tight his pants are. And I think that that's really the source of a lot of this activity. Had he not been wearing, you know, such tight fitting pants, it just wouldn't have shown in the same way. You know, it just would not have been as clear cut. But
hold on. I think actually did you hear like he had an official response or something?
No, he didn't.
Let me see if I can try to find it.
Did he say it was a joke and he put a, you know, some socks in there?
Let me see if I can pull it up.
Strictly professional.
Wonderful.
Great. So I pick you up 8 o'clock? 9. Downstairs.
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive erection.
Really?
You are obsessed with Anchorman. You absolutely love Anchorman.
It's just a pattern in the pants. You know what I mean? He's good. It's just a pattern in the pants, okay?
If someone can create that pattern on pants, they're going to make a freaking fortune. I'm going to be honest. Like, if you just have... It just sits there like a shadow built into the pants. Like, that's a money-making opportunity there.
Hey, you know, big fan of the guy. Hope to see him at a conference sometime soon.
I think we all do to kicks.
Merge right around the corner. 2 weeks away, right? I mean, yeah, NFTs aren't even going to exist in 2 weeks.
We're on the verge of the merge.
NFTs are just going to completely break. That's what I'm convinced is going to happen. There's going to be like 100,000 clone X's on the merge layer.
Not going to happen.
Is ETH going to dump in after the merge because people realize there's just not really going to be a noticeable difference in user experience with post merge, and then because ETH dumps, NFTs pump in ETH terms? Is that going to happen?
It's impossible for me to predict something like that. You know, it's I don't view the price of ETH associated with it's literally impossible.
You're going to sell yourself like that.
There's no feasible way of doing it. It's just impossible. What's your take? What do you think is going to happen here, Kix?
You know, honestly, I don't even really give a shit. I don't even think anything's really going to happen. I don't think it's going to be good.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even care about NFTs anymore. I'm going to be honest.
I don't even care about NFTs.
I don't even care about crypto.
I fucking love NFTs, man. If this shit was cooking on eBay.com, dude, I'd be superpower user over there. I love the NFTs. I don't think the E thing's gonna be, maybe it's good, maybe it's like a little bad, maybe it's nothing, but it's just gonna be a blip on the radar in the grand scheme of things. You know what I mean? It's not gonna like, you know, destroy everything, but you know what is gonna destroy everything is these oddities when you can literally destroy them to get a mythic moon bird.
Yeah, next year. Well, actually, sorry, I think that that's in 2029. They're saying is when they're going to roll that out.
It could be, man. They're trying to get a lot done. You know, some things got to get deprioritized.
Yeah, in order to get it done a little bit sooner than 2029.
Yeah, man. Yeah. What, P.O.?
My thoughts?
Yeah.
So I think that Moonbird Oddities was clear as day, like so damn obvious for an NFT play, as was Moonbirds. So off the, I don't know the royalty on Moonbirds off the top of my head. Kix, you've bought a Moonbird before. You own one. Do you off the top of your head know what the royalty is? Is it 5%?
I'd call it 10% total. I like to just do it that way. And if it's a little lower, you know, you're baking a little more profit in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So if you sold something, if you sold for 14, then you multiply it by 0.9. So that's subtracting that 10% royalty between the
month.
Yep. So then you're at 12.6.
So what if you take the square root of that, what is that?
You know, the square root of 12.6?
Yeah.
It's going to
be... Yeah, I love where you're going with this, dude. I love where you're going with this, which is basically like if you had gotten these down at 11, I mean, and you could... If you're a trader, the play was to sell it into the news event, right?
Yeah.
And so you could have sold 16. It for 16. Yeah.
You sold it at 16. Oddities was... Even better. It was
easy 2x,
easy money, lower risk, easier to trim because it's, you could have bought a bunch of them, man. Like I get so sheepish in the NFT market when times are tough and when it feels like no matter what NFT you bought, price goes down, but then hindsight's 2020 and you're like, duh. Of course, yeah. I should have done that. You know,
I think you just got to take quick swings and you know trade narratives, trade bottoms in this market. But definitely, it's a trader's market. You know what I mean? Like yesterday at a point in time, you could have gotten rid of it at 2.5. You know, there was offers. Yeah, there was offers flying around at 2, like leading right into the conference. It was pumping because they like. Because they first, I think it maybe max pumped when they first announced that you're going to be able to burn oddities for mythics. And then as they went into the details and like kind of the mania went away, it repriced back down. But yeah, there was a period of time where you could, if you got from 0.7, you could have sold it for a 3x after fees, which is, you know, big moves. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing I think in the market right now. Is you have to have a lot of confidence to hold something past the 2x. You got to have a lot of confidence even to hold something past 50%.
50% like, gain.
Dude, I bought six Rangas at 0.46. I trimmed half of them at like around 0.7. You know what I mean?
And you still are holding some.
If you love them, let them go.
I'm still holding some, but I'm like,
what's the price?
0.6 right now, but I could like, you know, I can break even on them all the way down to like 0.54 on those. And I've already bagged like, you know, 0.5 profit off of the other three. But yeah, I mean, I think just like you got to think like how indoctrinated we were as investors or traders or whatever to the gains that we were expecting in like a bull market, right? Like you wouldn't even sell something for a 50% gain. You're like, that's a joke, dude. Like I'm holding this for at least a 3x. You know what I mean? And I think in a bear market, like you should be happy of taking a 50% gain on something. If you have a lot of confidence and it goes to a 2 or 3x, like, you know, you should be happy with that too. And I think you have to have like ultra high confidence in a bear market to hold something even like past that. You know, those are just like real bookable gains.
Take them gains. We have some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Two big news stories. Biggest is I switched my PFP to a punk on Twitter. So that's the biggest one. The second biggest story is about the Michael Saylor being sued.
Tax fraud.
Yeah. So that's unsurprising. The guy's a complete scam artist anyways, telling people to just buy Bitcoin at the top like a damn idiot. That's the new PFP. We're going to see if the engagement changes, if people are disappointed about the fact that I switched it from an ape. If the ape community as a whole sort of like...
they're not going to care. They're high-fiving each other behind the scenes right now. They're like, yeah, finally that guy's out of the club.
Doesn't represent us at all. Wow. There we go. There's also another major news story, which we were going to discuss on this show. I don't know if we want to discuss anything more about Michael Saylor before we move on. I mean, the guy's pretty irrelevant. Like, no one even cares about him. But I know Pio's a big fan. Pio, what are your thoughts on this situation?
My thoughts is that this is a big bowl of nothing. And if anything, it's just going to bring more press to Saylor, which you know what he's going to do with that press. He's going to thrust it onto BTC. So no, this is a good thing. I'm jazzed up about this.
There we go. Michael Saylor goes to jail.
He's not going to jail, which is interesting. They're actually suing him for tax fraud. And I thought tax fraud would be a criminal thing, but suing is generally a civil thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, no, you can still, the Department of Justice can bring criminal charges.
The same thing. They could do the same thing. Yeah. I guess. So this is just,
you need to be tried in court, would be the, situation.
Yeah. I'm aware of how, criminal proceedings.
That's how the law is processed. So yeah,
cool. A jury, or you could choose a judge if you feel good about it. I mean, I think it's really simple. Here's the thing. Wherever you live more than 6 months of the year is your home state. So like, if you don't want to pay DC taxes, live in Florida, I'm not a good math guy. Make it 190, make it just 200 days out of the year, spend your other 165 in DC and you're fine. But like, it's been a known thing that like, New York City is in New York is checking for this stuff all the time. You know what I mean? Like, just follow the dang rules, man. If you don't want to pay state income tax, then just live in Florida 6 months and 1 week out of the year, dude. I mean, that's
or gamble.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do that too. A lot of states allow that.
That's literally what they say. The government says, pay your taxes or, see what happens.
There you go. So I bought an NFT today.
Ooh. That
your boy, breaking news. I bought an NFT and it's down.
Oh.
What'd you buy that?
0.58.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Someone in the comments put this, and I'm down to totally, talk about, just go back and forth on this one and not have any bag holder bias. Someone in the comments said, Pio, I saw you grab the Murakami Drip Air Force Ones. Seems like a no-brainer, right? First Murakami and Nike collab with less than 1,000 pairs. The Travis Scott Air Force Ones have over 60,000 pairs and are reselling for 50% more in US dollar terms than what these sneakers are selling for right now. Franelations texted me about this and said that he thought it was a no-brainer because of his knowledge of how much the actual sneakers sell for in, on the secondary market in the sneaker market. So what I think is happening right now is the people that got to mint this for just under 0.4 are immediately selling it like a dividend type of event, right?
Could I mint this if I owned one?
I think you can.
The Genesis shoes?
Or don't you own like an actual Clone X?
Yeah, I own that as well, yeah.
I think you can get this, man. So you should go get it for a little bit of free money. It's not like you're not breaking the bank, but it's a little bit of free money. There's speculation that the actual sneaker might fetch a premium on the secondary market that's above, like the current price is $832. I don't know. Quite frankly, I don't care. These sneakers, they are actual Murakami sneakers with a low supply. I'm in, this is something that I could like buy and just be like, all right, I'm going to buy this. Right. Like it's like,
so this does this allow you to
Yeah,
does this allow you to get those sneakers?
Yeah, you redeem it for the physical.
Could you just never redeem it for like 2 years and then redeem it? What's the...
That I don't know. I don't know if there's like a window or what the story is. So the bull case is obvious. It's, Murakami sneakers and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the first ones and, you know, that crap. Murakami, for people that don't know, Takashi Murakami is a highly acclaimed artist from the traditional art world. Traditional art collectors pay millions of dollars for his pieces. However, his entrance into the NFT space has been rather lackluster. People were not happy about the flowers, the Murakami flowers NFT collection, the market. What even is the floor on that right now? Like, what even is the floor on that? The flowers seed is 2.1. So that's in US dollar terms, probably 80% down. And then 1.28 on the flowers. I bet the chart is just down only. Yeah, it's just a gradual slope down for the NFT. But that's probably because he's not going to do anything for the NFT project like nobody ever does. The thing that I liked about this is that it's a shoe. You get the shoe. So that's the bull case. The bear case.
The bull case is you get the shoe.
You get the shoe.
I have to burn the NFT to get the shoe?
You don't burn it. You just claim with the NFT.
And then you can resell it to people.
When does the claim window happen?
1 to 2 weeks from now or something. So, I mean, this just dropped today, I understand. And so I think you are seeing that period where people are getting their free claim because of their other artifact assets and then selling immediately for a small gain. Totally normal in the NFT space. The bear case is that this is part of Nike basically turning artifact into just, like, think about it.
Cash cow, baby.
Exactly. It's a big corporate brand. The way that they think about this stuff seems to be, we're selling you a digital asset instead of a physical asset. Here you go. In this case, you get a physical asset too.
In this case, they're selling you a physical shoe, just in a really complicated way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, instead of just like clicking buy, you know what I mean? And having it delivered to you, you're forging on Web3333.
Yeah.
But just as the bull case that, like, there's a limited supply of these and you can buy them for $830 and you can probably sell them for $2,000 at some point in time, seems like a good investment strategy to me. So, like, what I would do is I would just buy one of these and I would just throw it in storage and just not look at it for like 3 to 5 years. And that's when the stuff appreciates. Cause, like, I know a guy that used to collect a lot of Scotty Cameron putters and cover heads before he really blew up in the golf space. Mm. And, like, that's what he would do, is he would find good deals on, like, the rare ones, and he would just hold on to them for years. And they would just, like, it was like a guaranteed 3X in value. So it would not be surprising to me at all for you to be able to buy one of these, sit on it, and then, like, in 3 years, it's $2,400. And I mean, that's a damn good return.
Yeah. Like, for me, I was like, all right, cool, I'll buy this one. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, where I'm just so exhausted by the NFT market. And do you know what I'm actually exhausted by? I'm exhausted by hot potato. I'm exhausted by, you know, like, potatoes, for example. And I'm excited. We're going to have the CEO of 9GAG on the show in T-minus 6 days on the YouTube show. So that's going to be a great interview.
Sick.
But anyway, I'm like, potatoes was it in the NFT space for like a week, right? Then something else came out, Digidaigaku, like, whatever, right? I'm not like that interested in playing hot potato right now, just because I don't have the time to be early enough. So I just come in and you're buying either or near the, you know, you're at or near the top. And in the NFT space, when you buying the top is like the top 20%, which is a sizable amount, because there is an instant liquidity and there's so many royalties and fees that you lose money. Like, the second you buy the NFT, you need like 10%+ of appreciation before you see
even.
Just to break even. Right. So I didn't want to do that. But, like, with this, I'm like, all right, it's a Takashi Murakami official collaboration with Nike where I can get the physical sneaker.
And guess what? You're also allowed to buy things because you like them and you just think it's cool, and everything doesn't have to be like a straight, like, ROI calculation, right? Like, you can just buy these, like, these are really cool. Like, you're not buying them being like, oh, like, I'm not going to care if they lose 90% value. Of course you will. What I'm saying is you can buy this more because you like it than you think it's like a quick flip or something, you know?
The issue with, like, I agree on this one. This one's interesting. I'll probably end up picking one up.
I feel like I want the
I already just sweeped Florida 0.6. So.
You did?
Yeah, I just swept it all.
No, are you kidding?
I just wanted to troll Nick.
Oh, what the hell?
But I feel, hold on. real quick, Nick, because I really want to hear from you. But I feel like I would just go on Amazon and buy like a physical like thing to display the sneakers and have it in my living room, worst case scenario, and just hold it because it's official Murakami. And like that's something. But go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
The thing I was going to say, I agree with you on the hot potato thing. It's pain in the ass. And the issue is with the NFTs, you don't get anything like physical associated with it. Art, at least you can, when you're flipping NFTs, you're not thinking long-term. When you're buying a physical like this, you're like, oh, now I'm using part of my portfolio to buy physical items. And this is a collectible. Like if you're rocking this shoe, I mean, that's a pretty bold look.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear it.
But like,
I don't buy $1,000 sneakers ever. And if I did, I certainly wouldn't be putting them anywhere near my nasty feet.
I'm going to wear this with an all white corduroy suit.
that's a look and a half.
I mean, I do kind of like the sneakers though. Like the problem is, it's like, I kind of want to wear them and just be like, that's what your boy does. Maybe you get even two. You buy two of these, you get one that you wear, and then the other one you hold for the collection, and then hopefully that eventually manifests into something that's worth something in the future.
Well, and these are also integrated with exclusive. You see that black thing at the bottom of the shoelaces?
The black thing at the bottom of the shoelaces.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that little thing.
So that's actually a computer chip for basically where to earn for their new tokens. Sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and there's a pedometer built into that shoe, and that's part of the game that they're actually launching, right?
Yeah. They can tell when your feet's in there and you start wearing to earn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Nike's building a whole wear to earn step counter thing. And I think they're partnering with health insurance companies as part of that deal as well.
People are saying that you can't redeem them for physical shoes, which actually might make it more interesting.
Wait, what? You can't wear them?
I mean, that's what people are saying, is that you can't. Like, some people are saying that you can, and some people are saying that you can.
you just bought a picture of a shoe, dude.
I mean, look at this, dude. Oh, you're gonna wear them in the metaverse? You're gonna rock these in the virtual world in the future? In the other side, people are gonna be like, oh, yo, you got that Murakami drip?
I mean, people are just coming in being like, they can't be redeemed. And then look, Skull Guru goes, yes, you can. You got to love the NFT space.
Like, people, yeah, at least come if in. You're on a date, you could be like, yo, I got some sick Murakami drip. You want to see it? And she'd be like, sure. And you'd be like, here, it's on my phone right here. I got it.
I mean, like, the comment section right now is the epitome of the NFT space, is you have people coming in just being like, you cannot redeem. And like, definitively, like, you've made a mistake. You cannot redeem. You were wrong, and you were exit to liquidity. And then there's other people that are being like, duh, you can fucking redeem. Like, what are you talking about? Of course you can redeem. So,
well, if you're interested in them, you don't know if you're going to get the physical shoes with this. I'm less interested if I can't get the physical. Historically, most of the artifact stuff has not been redeemable, but Air Force Ones are going to be at least slightly more comfortable than the shoes that Artifact was previously selling, for which they were based off of Air Force Ones, just without the Nike swoosh. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, if you can, Warmouse says a billion percent you can you can claim that.
Yeah, because I just looked up and they like literally have like they've done this before with their space strip forging.
You 1,000% can redeem them for a physical. Not that it would matter. It's almost more interesting if this is the only item that couldn't be redeemed for a physical, but you definitely can redeem them for a physical. I just think it's like wicked funny that people in the crowd are like, you cannot redeem them for a physical. And it's just like, you're just dead wrong. And all those people are going to now say we were completely wrong. Like, admit you're wrong when you're wrong, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, so, hey, we've given this one enough attention. We'll see where it goes. You know, let's see.
He's pissed off now.
No, I'm not. One thing that I do like is I do like the volume.
You said we've discussed it enough, and then here we go. More discussion around it.
We're gone. That's it. It's gone. I'm never going to talk about it again now. So I don't care. You have to come to my house to see it if you want to hear about it. So I mean, like other stories in the Utes. Yeah, I mean
the Twitter situation.
Utes. Let's go.
What? Yep. There's the Utes back, in baby. Utes list. So it's functioning. It involved Solana. A team member at Solana, or one of the executives there, saying, "We're going to stop spending money on ads until you all reinstate these accounts." That's the type of BDE that we're looking for here. Vitalik, VLE is what you're actually looking for. Vitalik level energy. Okay? That's what you're going for with this. So you're looking for that Vitalik energy. And they were just swinging it on there, you know. They just said, "You better bring back the Utes." And so that's where we're at. The mint is coming up here on
hot.
Friday.
I think so. Do you have enough dust?
I've been had enough dust. I have excess dust. So I've been making a little profit.
Beautiful. Are you going to trim?
Nah.
No.
Right. When you buy something great, you ride that trip? Thing, you ride it all the way back down to zero.
Well, this is the most hyped up drop. It's creating some synergy between Solana and ETH. There's never been a Solana project, if you will. Look at this promotional video. Let's watch this thing.
The audio is not coming through for me. Can't hear it.
You can't hear it?
No.
All right. Well, we can't hear it. That's it. It looks like it's a decent little promo video. It's going to be a big deal. The question is if it's going to be an other deed type event where the market goes down from here versus one that's where it goes up.
How many views on that video? Almost 300,000 views.
Yeah.
And just remarkable.
It kind of is.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy, actually, to have something like that.
That just shows that, like, the NFT, like, the audience is super into, like, investment opportunities, right? Like, us talking about something isn't going to get 300,000 views. But if we dropped a project and made, like, a hype video and it was an incredibly hyped up thing, that's got 300,000 views all over it. You know what I mean? So the hype is around the investment opportunity for sure.
People want
are we
Utes,
gonna
baby.
Have a Vitalik like reference in our NFT project? Like, is that gonna be in there?
Possibly.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. In terms of the Utes, you know, this is an interesting situation. They were removed. It doesn't really matter all that much, but I think it is important to note that NFT accounts are just being banned. That's a sketchy situation, right? Like, what did they do? There was also something that happened last night. Easy was one of the targets of this, of like bot attacks.
On replies?
No, Easy just added 10,000 followers last night just from, and so did Alex, Shill and Villain, and so did a bunch of other people.
And a huge thing on that note happened today, which is, and I saw this happen live, and this was absolutely insane. So a thread just comes across my Twitter feed, and it says, basically, it's like, look at this insane deal. There's an other deeds listed for 50 ETH, and there's offers sitting on it for 90 ETH. And it was like someone should jump on this, right? And I like clicked on it and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'm not even going to make an attempt for that because like I know how the crypto and NFT world works. Like there's someone really fast that's going to take that arbitrage opportunity, right? Like way faster than me. So like I already like was like, even if it is real, I'm not going to be able to get it in time and maybe it's not real. And then I looked and there was only like 400 likes on the post itself, but there was 4,000 quote retweets, which is like a huge red flag. And you click on all the quote retweets and it's people with like zero followers tagging a bunch of NFTers and saying, oh my God, check this out. Right. And so there's literally people are running these sophisticated bot networks that no NFT people in the space have tagged their profile. So know to tag them to generate attention towards these events. And sure enough, remember nobody.eth from back in the Elon Musk is going to buy a Bored Ape Day?
Yeah,
he you bought bet. It. He bought it for 50 ETH and then the 90 ETH offer immediately cancels. And so.
So the 90 ETH was bait.
Exactly. But it's not just the fact that it was set up there. It was the orchestrated bot network on Twitter to make it look like it was this crazy deal that someone was going to hop on and make 40 ETH for free.
Well, this is hands down one of the most lucrative ecosystems to be doing this in right now. Like, yeah. I can't think of a more lucrative space to do it. Can you click on his followers though? Like, click on Easy's followers, because then you'll see.
And then the guy that
scrolled way down,
the guy that scammed him changed his name to China is number one after. So we're seeing a little country PvP action humping here.
Like, they're just they all end with like just a bunch of numbers.
Dude, Twitter is out of control with this bot situation. I think that there's a site where you can
see, you're following him, you're a bot.
I'm definitely a bot. Check if Twitter followers are,
yeah, but the problem is it that system isn't even accurate.
Easy Eats Bodega, for example, let's check.
It's not gonna
99% real. It's, there's only wrong. Two. There's, well, first of all, it's
this data is just old. Oh, what say re audit. Click re audit.
No, but Nick, what's wrong about this data?
It said it updated 11 months ago.
I'm kidding. It's like so horribly.
Oh, yeah. It's only 12.
So click re audit. Yeah. See what happens.
It's only. Oh.
Yeah, do it. Do it. Yeah? Click it. Just do it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just you're the worst about this. And Gix is the worst. He kicks will try to get you to click on a bad link.
It's fine. It is a legit link.
But he'll try to actually get you to click on an actual nefarious link just because he thinks it's funny. Like, just because he thinks like that's a funny thing to get to do. All right, let's see. Okay, they're checking. We're checking me right now. It's going to be done in 3 minutes. So we got 3 minutes to see.
So and here's the thing, dude. This kind of stuff is not hard to solve. Okay, tell me if you're an engineer out there. Like, could you have a script like at Twitter looking for people that have that just joined Twitter, have like less than 10 followers and are spamming quote tweet people all at the same time in the like regards to the same exact topic, right? It doesn't seem like something like that can be pretty easy to like shut down in some way, shape or form. Maybe I'm wrong, but it just seems like, you know, Elon Musk was right. I mean, let's just go out there and say so it. We're right, seeing it dude. Firsthand.
Well, that's our, I mean, I didn't need this site to know that. I've been watching troll armies get developed, but mine says that 3% of mine
them?
Are
what
fake.
Do you just like, you just hang out on Twitter and you just watch troll armies get created? What does that mean?
Yeah, I have a whole actual article that I wrote on the subject matter years ago that went viral. It's basically, no, because the thing that I've watched is on the political side, there will be a bunch of hashtags that show up. Did you rerun Easy's though?
No, I'll do that now. It looks like I have 1,000 fake followers. I mean, this is the subject. Twitter's like under fire right now by their former head of security. I don't know if I talked about that on YouTube or yeah.
You got to click re-audit. But oh my, see, you messed it up, PO.
Can't wait is saying, is anyone else flipping Reddit NFTs? Where can we even get those? Can't wait.
Apparently, they're not calling them NFTs though, because everyone on Reddit universally despises NFTs.
Oh no, new technology. We don't like it. The newspaper online told me that it's a bad thing for the environment.
The newspaper online. Here's another. I'm doing another one. Is this safe?
Yeah, this one's another well-known one.
Are you being serious?
Very well known. One of the best auditing sites in existence.
Yeah. Should I do this?
Yeah, I think I saw someone DM me to use this one. So
shut up. This is old data. Well, this is like yesterday's data, which makes sense.
So click re-audit at the top.
What's the Reddit NFT marketplace?
There we go. The Reddit.
The free plan only audits up to 5,000 followers.
I think where you can just buy, if you go to your profile picture on Reddit, you can buy other
One of mine costs $9 and is worth $900 now. What the fuck have I been missing out on?
On Reddit, you're talking about?
Yeah.
You want to share your screen?
Reddit has partnered with Polygon to mint these avatars on chain, own blockchain wallet.
Here's
called
the answer
Vault.
For Easy Eats. Click on view, see what happens. We're going to find out here.
Yeah, but it's only 5,000 worth of followers.
Oh, is that it? Look at that, though.
Oh, 35% fake followers.
And you hired this guy?
Out of the recent 5,000.
Yes, yeah, he got botted. Okay, NFT Marketplace Reddit. How is this hard to find?
So, okay. Okay.
What are you trying to figure out there?
Just trying to interpret this data.
I mean, you got it.
Yeah, like, no, I was interpreting it.
Anyways, so yeah, he got botted. We already knew that was the situation, though. The thing I was going to say about the bots, basically, if you look at the hashtags that are on the side, and they've adjusted this since then, the trending on the right has actually completely changed. So I see a lot more NFT stuff. Like right now, you see Michael Saylor there, right?
Yep.
Because you follow a lot of crypto people. And Winnie the Pooh. I have no idea what the deal with that is because you're into children's cartoons. So so what I think's interesting about this is, and I wonder if mine actually shows different stuff there. That would be the question that I have. So if I go to the trending right now, I see, okay, here you go. Check this out. This is a tangent, but I want to show this because this is one of the single biggest things that I've previously had. So we're going to go to home Twitter. Okay, you can see this?
Yes, we can.
Look at this on the top. Impeach Biden now. Now, where did that come from? Was there some imminent news event that caused this hashtag to show up? Was there anything that was like relevant going
on
in news
posting that?
News event that caused this to show up? So I came into this and I see this happen on a regular basis. And basically what happens is there is a troll army and they've generated both sides. So they've generated the right and the left, but on extremes. And these people will post a bunch of different things around these different hashtags. So you have resist is always in their word, in their name. You have like Biden child porn shock. Where is this Wendy Democrat?
What the hell are we even talking about?
Hold on. I want to show this because it's the bot thing. It's a relevant thing. This is the foundation of literally 30% of the activity on Twitter is this shit, and you may not be seeing it, but like this is a massive issue at this point in time.
Nick, I'm just trying to figure out if I can make money on Reddit NFTs right now. Okay, so that's the kind of information I'm trying to get.
I'm about to give it to you in a minute, but this is an important thing. Okay? Listen to your grown your elders, young child. Listen
right.
to the important
I've been listening.
Subject matter here. The bottom line is these are all fake accounts, basically, that are all set up and run by these like propaganda armies. And so like none of it's real. But once in a while, what happens is someone ends up retweeting one of these things and it gets surfaced into this like broader ecosystem and starts trending in the system. This is being managed. The entire trending system has been hijacked by these bot armies. And it's not, when people hear the word bot, they think, it's a computer that's just doing it. No, these are entire teams of people sitting inside of offices that are actually writing this and managing multiple accounts. You can go buy a Twitter account with tens of thousands of followers. Then the army all like follows those people. They all like each other's stuff. You see a bunch of likes on it, which gives this fake engagement like this. Like, who the hell is this person? 1,100 likes on this thing, and it's just flying. And if you go into these accounts, you can start following all these like these sub accounts. They have like Proud Democrat, Blue Wave, all these other things. But if you talk to someone who has similar political, like actual operates there, no one's talking about it. No one's actually using that terminology. So they have all these things that are going on, and it happens not just on the left. Here's the blue waves ones that I'm talking about. So with the of course, there's a rainbow, an American flag. The conservative ones are all with like Confederate flags and guns and like other things like that. It's like this persona of what right. these different things
are. It's like
are.
An archetype that they've drummed up.
Yeah. And so like now scammers do the exact same thing. You create these personas and you use the same exact methodology to go manipulate information that's happening within this space. In the NFT space in particular, if you want to go down the real actual tinfoil hat path, is that like basically people are like making up all the hype that's going on around a lot of these different things, and you can even generate volume within these projects. So that would be the exact same thing. But anyways, we don't need to go down this whole rabbit hat or rabbit hat.
I mean, but just people that are randomly confused by this. Basically, what Nick's pointing out is that the bot situation on Twitter is completely out of control, and it's used to push forward different narratives. And it's really like there is a big agenda that is, you know, at stake. And you have to think that a lot of that activity in the NFT space is leading to nefarious behavior, whether it's scams, pumps, all this stuff.
And this information is basically making people perceive that they'll take a news story that's already happening and then amplify that news story. And suddenly there's a bunch of conversation around that because, oh, I guess everyone's discussing the Biden laptop or whatever it is, right? Like there is a legitimate story that exists there and it's come back in for obvious reasons, but I'm saying they'll take some edge story and then amplify it basically. And that happens. Like there's definitely political agendas that go on, are involved with this. And ultimately they're also amplifying the agenda that's most interesting to them. I would theorize that this comes out of, I'm blanking on the name of the Russian propaganda team that actually like has a known office and just does this. Yeah. There's other ones as well who I've known in DC that actually kind of started the movement around this like over a decade ago. But this now there's full-time governments that are actually like paying to generate this sort of thing. So anyways, this is the type of bullshit. The analysis that Elon even talks about and some of this other stuff, though, the one exception I'll say is this is separate than even the fake accounts that you just saw from Easy. Those are people programmatically generating accounts to get followers and will just go and like random things. So that's another subset of bots. These are these don't fall in those programmatic ones. These are actual human armies that are actively seeding information through all these different channels. Twitter happens to be the most subject to this. And as someone said here, yeah, that pump around Vitalik run by these propaganda engines. So anyways, that's my quick tangent, but this is one of the biggest threats to society, frankly, like with the way that this stuff goes down, because we live in an information age and you can't even tell where this stuff, like whether or not there's legitimate stuff or unlegitimate. This one is like so bold because they lean into the personification of like the archetype of a various like a liberal or a conservative, right, or whatever.
Whole
it is
masses of people. It's like propaganda. It's deep propaganda at scale, correct?
Yeah. Yes. So okay, so how does this come back to Kix's Reddit? Well, NFTs?
Yeah, how's the Reddit? So what's the Reddit situation going on there, big dog?
I can't find for the love of me where these things trade for in secondary.
I don't know if you can. That's the thing that doesn't make any sense for me.
I think I found one. I'm not sure if it's a scam or not, but it is checkmarked. It's verified.
People in the comments are talking about the court will. No. No one's been covering this one thing. I try to get so many places to cover it, and they just are not willing to actually do the research to get those exact accounts, which are really fucked up and messing with society at large by seeding this information. It's infuriating to me, and it should be like it's causing so much damage that I'm like, just shut it down. Like, well, just shut it down.
The head of security, the former head of security at Twitter, is whistleblowing right now that Twitter executives were incentivized to increase the overall number of users and thus took no action to do anything about bots. They would not do anything about bots.
They maybe even allegedly created the bots.
I mean, I don't know.
There's a clear incentive, because remember when Facebook came out, I was like, this is odd that the metric everyone is using is DAUs and MAUs,
daily active and monthly active users.
That was like the oddest thing, because I'm like, who's auditing this number? Like, who's verifying the fact that's true? No one is. Like, an SEC filing with your financials, well, that's audited, right? Like, you need to have an auditor come through and verify that information. You don't have to do that when you're reporting on DAUs and MAUs, but all these businesses trade on that information. So, like, obviously they're heavily incentivized to do that. I just think it's odd that they don't just, like, solve the problem, because it's not like Twitter is a dead business.
Nick. If you can't, well, that's probably why Elon Musk wanted to buy it. So you could just fire everybody at Twitter and just rehire people that are actually going to work instead of, like, you know, going on 4-hour coffee breaks or whatever they're doing right now. But Nick, if you can't beat them, join them. So I think we need to build our own bot network and start shaping and influencing and moving.
Creating fake NFT projects and make tens of millions of dollars. Why are we working? Like, that's like the bigger point. Like, why do we work so hard? Like, it's just like, why do we do that when there's degenerate gamblers like ourselves that'll just buy any stupid NFT project?
No, I meant more like, you know, like, you know, making PO famous in the world just through like a bot network. You know what I mean?
Look at this jackass. You know, like literally, well, just pushing.
Should we start by buying 50,000 fake followers and just ruining his engagement?
Here's the thing.
That's a funny way to sabotage someone, is you just buy fake followers for them.
Go ahead. I had someone threaten me with that, and I was like, please don't do that.
Okay. I need some money making plays here. Okay. We've hit some wins. Trading some Ranga boxes. I'm looking at Reddit. I don't know. The volume's weak on Polygon. I can't find these $900 ones. I'm seeing a bunch that are like $100, $150 bucks.
I think I might have like an ETH and a half on Polygon that I didn't know. Like, I don't know.
Oh, it's great. You just have stuff hidden all over the place. And that's part of the fun of this, is you just kind of find them. Like, I know people that like years later, like, I just found like 20 ETH in this like random wallet. It's like, cool. It's like, you know, if you just kind of hide something and it ends up coming back for you. But I need a money play, right? You know, I need a money play. It's Wednesday. We're going into the weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. Is that good for NFTs? Is that bad for NFTs? I'm not sure.
With Utes right before Labor Day weekend. So what do we think about that? Utes right before Labor Day weekend.
It's weird.
Probably
timing.
Sucks up a lot of air in the room.
Hmm. Oh, is this the OpenSea collection? All right. I'll bring this up.
I don't think that.
No?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is. So we got
literally no volume. This is like the dumbest thing ever.
Well, if everybody on Reddit thinks NFTs are a scam, then this is it. There's no volume. It's 1.4 Ethereum of volume.
You're getting in early.
You're getting in early. Hey, let me tell you, man.
And it's on Matic.
Hey, and
you got a problem with that, bud? Gentlemen.
So first of all, BitBoy PO here, okay? And let me just tell you right now, because I've been around the block. You know, this ain't my first cycle, let me tell you that.
Yeah.
You're early. This is what being early feels like. So
1.4 total volume on it. That's
1.4
early,
total volume. You can look at it a couple of different ways. The only right way to look at it is you're early. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to sweep that floor. You're going to want to call all your friends and family, have them sweep that floor. Let them know that we were in really early. We've been on it. We've had our eyes on it. And yeah, I mean, this is the one you're going to want to buy.
Let's I'm not
do a little meditation.
This. No, I mean, we've been going for a while. I feel like
we can wrap. We can wrap.
Good.
You know, can you get some closing thoughts on the Reddit bots? I'm back in now that I realized there's no money to be made on Reddit.
The Reddit bots or the
Twitter bots?
Twitter bots, yeah.
The final thought is it's actually one of the most devastating things to society at this point in time. I genuinely believe that, and no one seemed to give a shit, and it's literally...
It's psyops, man. Orchestrated psyops.
The amount of people that have misinformation, the problem is like there's something that you think is interesting. Like you hear a story and you're like, this is a huge story. And now it's being amplified by this network where you're seeing this like group of people that are discussing it and a whole feed of things happening. And it reinforces the thought that like, oh, this is a real thing. I need to like look into this more basically. And that there's something else that's like bigger here.
I'm a Washington Post a subscriber. So I just call their fact checker hotline whenever I have a question. And they just tell me what the official truth is.
Do they actually have a fact-checking hotline?
Yeah, it's a great, not very well-known feature about being a subscriber.
Well, it turns out that they're not doing very well right now. Apparently, they had a huge loss.
Maybe advertise the fact-checker hotline more.
So,
Wind Talker said, how do we change it, Nick?
The bigger thing is that first, people need to actually care.
That ain't gonna happen.
Dude. You know the biggest. There was a great example in, I guess it was, there was like a fake. Man, I'm blanking on what it was. There's a show on HBO with Claire Danes where she's CIA agent or whatever.
The one with the guy that went on Billions.
Yes.
What's it called?
It is Carrie Matheson, Homeland.
Homeland.
So one of the last series is literally this. There's a character who's like Alex, who's the guy that conspiracy theorists has just got in trouble.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so Alex Jones got, there's a character just like Alex Jones, and they go employ one of these bot armies, and there's a whole group of people. It's an entire season built around this exact thing as though it's like fake, but it's exactly what is happening. It was just a direct reflection of what was going on. And these people, in this case, the Alex Jones person, I think was associated with that bot army and was being paid by like a politician or something. So they just, connected the dots all together. But the bigger thing here is, I think it's difficult. Like, people need to just actually like give a shit about the bot situation and have them stop it. I don't know how you do it. It needs to actually get to a level where I don't know, like politicians care about it. The problem is they're trying to just figure out how to utilize it.
A lot of them don't even know how to use it.
Yeah. And so they don't view this as a significant issue, but in the interim, information has just gotten complete information warfare. We're just losing at this point. It's other countries, other state actors that are
maybe
just winning the war.
Maybe we create a Nick Prezdow. We mint membership. And we can't go right for president. We got to figure out like how to work you up through the state branch first, right?
Maybe with
but
bots.
Can you give us your local state congressman headshot? 3, 2, 1, hit it. I'm voting for that guy.
Thank you. So yeah, that's the I don't know. It's not clear what the action is. I mean, for a while there, during the election, I saw a lot of this, and it was so disheartening because we were amplifying essentially just extreme positions on things that may not have been verified. And so there's like, I mean, that entire search query with the whole impeach Biden was a thing about child pornography. That's what that was about, basically. So like, where is that coming from? Where is that news story coming from? I've seen derivatives of that, right? Like they're taking one piece of information and then putting it to the extreme and then making like fake information.
Yeah. You take like one fact and a little bit of fiction, you mix it together in a little soup bowl of,
And the problem is like it's impacting somebody. Now, I don't know who that person is that's consuming that information, but probably what happens is like they also will actually go comment on real people's thoughts. So what happens is they'll go and say like, oh, that person is convertible, basically. Like they're someone, and all that you're trying to do is push them further to the edge that they're on. So if you get more people who are like posting political stuff and you're like amplifying them, retweeting them, doing things to make them think that they're getting real engagement from real people, which they are actually doing, you've now created a soldier. Yeah. And you've generated a soldier who's actually like in the market, who's thinking, people love listening to me about my political positions on things. When previously that didn't even exist. No one actually gives a shit. Your friends don't care. But that person is down a rabbit hole now where they're basically being like, there are a lot of people online who care about my political position, and they all look like real people. And I think that that's like, that's the biggest issue that's going on. And the same thing happens in the NFT space where you see social proof, you do a cursory glance at that thing and you're like, oh, that project looks legit. Oh, like people are engaging with it. Oh, and like initially you're like, holy shit, these are really interesting. So we went through that last year or the beginning of the year even, where we saw a lot of projects like that that were just flooded with bots, fake accounts, and engagement. And we've also experienced this thing where we end up on a podcast, for example, from a person who doesn't even have something that's real, didn't even exist 3 months ago, basically. Their media company could be fake. Their Twitter account is fake. Their engagement is fake. But when you take a look at it, you say, oh, they have 125,000 followers here. They seem legit. And you click over to their site and you see a real site, because that's part of the game that you have to do. You have to make a fake news site.
Yep.
And I don't mean fake news. I mean like just a news site that makes it look like you're running a media business, basically.
Yep.
So the combination of all that stuff combined creates this existence of a character that happens. And many times those are real life people that are just playing out this virtual character and manifesting that form of themselves into something. I don't even know if their names are real, frankly. Like that's something that I like.
Literally.
Like it's so easy to like make this stuff up. And if you take it to an extreme, it's not even that expensive. So that's
it's not that expensive compared to selling an NFT to your audience.
Imagine if everyone that tweeted about Nifty Portal suddenly we were having hundreds of people retweet that specific thing. That person is going to discuss Nifty Portal a lot more often. So if you're wondering what our marketing campaign is, people, moving forward, that's what it is. So please tweet about Nifty Portal and the future projects that we have coming. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time. That's all I'll say on the subject matter.
That was President Nick. He's going to run for office and get all of our floors to one ETH plus. Ladies and gentlemen, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button. A little bit of a different flavor on today's podcast. Not a bad thing. Expect more content that has diversity compared to just your typical hot potato NFT talk. And let's just keep it rolling. Tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m., Node Mode is the show that you got to keep an eye out for. Check out Easy Eats' Twitter show, Solana Made Easy. It's actually happening right now. So if you exit this and just go on to Twitter, you can see Solana Made Easy. We always enjoy doing these shows. We're not going to stop.
I got a tweet that says it's only the digital form from Artifact.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's interesting.
Theo just got a digital shoe.
It's more interesting than getting a physical one. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a digital shoe. Who needs physical clothing? We're all going to be naked in the metaverse. We will see you guys next time. Have a good one, everyone.